You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and this is Hierarchy Podcast episode number 100. That is unbelievable, isn't it? I almost combined incredible and unbelievable in the same word. So yeah, 100 episodes talking about hierarchy. It's been a pretty crazy 100 episodes for me. It's totally an experimental thing that I tried to do here for the website and for people in general. The feedback has been more than I would have ever anticipated. The reach of the podcast has been much greater than I anticipated as well. But it's really the feedback that I get from people that inspires me and keeps me going. There are people that are learning about how to be a better faggot, particularly faggots. I get feedback from them how to be a better faggot because of the podcast. Not even necessarily from the website, which is a mammoth project all by itself, but full of information. But, you know, the fact that they're listening to the podcast and being encouraged, and people are being very brave and learning how to have courage and faith in themselves as faggots, and that there's nothing wrong with them, you know, because they're a faggot. So, yeah, it's that part's very rewarding. And that kind of feedback that, it's kind of feedback that I've gotten a lot over the years anyway, but, like, I just, I feel good whenever I receive stories like that or, you know, feelings from people like that, because I think there is some good coming out of it. That honestly, the whole project of the website and the podcast and everything else has all been about, in the name of education, basically, you know. I just want people to understand the truth about hierarchy and about purpose and things like that. And so when I get feedback like that, I go, well, I guess it's helping, you know. There is no doubt, okay, that the website in particular, there's nothing really like it anywhere on the internet. And it's changed a lot of people's lives. I mean, I've documented a lot of those changes, you know, personally. And the podcast is an extension of that. So I don't know, like, I do really, and I'm not trying to brag, I'm just saying that it's had an effect, you know, and so I feel good about that. Now, you know, I get my share of criticism, a lot of criticism. In fact, a bunch of criticism led to basically the destruction of the Discord server that was set up for the site. I now have a new one that is listed on the website, sticky post at the top of the website. So you can join that if you'd like, but I intend to you know, do things a little differently this time around, hopefully. So, but yeah, I get criticism all the time. I've had people threaten my life, you know, threaten everything about my life. And, I've had attacks, you know, on the server for the site, and trying to shut me down, trying to extort money out of me, things of that sort. So, yeah, it's been a really crazy ride, and I've had quite a bit of adversity. Obviously, Twitter shuts me down every 3 months, and Tumblr's shut me down several times, and, you know, I lost an Instagram account, and, you know, just on and on and on. So, but I persevere because I believe in the message. So, yeah. So anyway, here we are at episode 100 of the podcast. I wanted to talk a little bit. I had a conversation with an alpha. I'll tell you first of all, I had kind of an interview that I was hoping to have for the 100th episode, but it didn't happen. I do have a couple of guests that are coming on soon that I think will be surprising to you guys, but I couldn't get one for the 100th episode. So here I am talking to you on the 100th episode instead. Hope you don't mind. But I had a conversation with an alpha the other day, and we were talking about, well, he was, you know, he was grateful, I guess. He was expressing some gratitude, I guess, toward me for understanding my place as a faggot and, like, specifically taking it seriously. And he kind of said, I wish that more faggots took their position and place seriously. And, you know, it got me thinking about that. And my response to him was, I said, faggots don't appreciate the craft that goes into being a faggot. And then I got to thinking about that, you know, a little bit more. You know, when you want to be an electrician, or you want to be the best electrician, or you want to be the best musician, let's say musician, okay? You have to practice and practice and practice, and you have to devote hours and hours alone by yourself, practicing and learning and appreciating the nuances of how to create beautiful music, right? And you work up the courage to perform in front of other people, and you have to handle rejection, you know, and, you know, it relates to any kind of expression of the soul, let's say, you know, whether you want to be a stand-up comedian, and you got to practice and work at it and take rejection and craft and hone your skill, or a musician, or, and, you know, a painter or a sculptor or whatever. I think too many people reduce hierarchical roles like alpha and faggot as fetishes, okay? As things that you, like masks that you put on to play act and then you take off, okay? And that's why they never grow into what they're supposed to be as people, as hierarchical people, you know? You know, a musician, for instance, doesn't just, you know, pick up their instrument and play for a few minutes, and then they put it down, and then call themselves a professional musician, right? they have to spend hours and hours and hours learning that instrument, you know, honing every aspect of it, and then also applying it to like the larger scheme of musicianship and craft, you know. For a faggot in particular, if we take the musician analogy and apply it to hierarchy and specifically being a faggot, there's a craft involved, you know. Just like a musician is a musician, it takes over their entire life. If you want to be a faggot, or you are a faggot, and you want to be the best faggot you can possibly be, it requires work, and it requires dedication, and it requires dedication to the craft of being a faggot, a good faggot, one that a man would be proud to own, you know. And I don't think, this is how I've always kind of viewed being a faggot throughout my life. And, you know, fortunately I had, after my slut period happened early, like around early 20s, very early 20s, I served a couple of alphas that took the time to help me appreciate what it means to be a faggot to a man, you know. And so I gained kind of an early appreciation for the craft of it, you know. Doing muscle exercises to strengthen my pussy, okay? Remember, I don't call it pussy, all right? Keeping myself maintained, you know, physically. Like, you look at some faggots do an excellent job of toning their bodies, you know. A lot of times, specifically not trying to become too muscular, but toned, you know, slim and attractive. Because, you know, most men like their faggots to be like that. But regardless, they work hard on those aspects of their body. Dildo training, you know, working on deep throat techniques with a dildo. These are things that I have been doing my whole life, you know, and so, and I still learn new things, you know, like it's an ongoing process, you know. You have experiences, then those are almost like performances out, like a musician goes to a club to play out for people, other people. The experiences that you have with alphas, you take the self-training and the practice and everything else that you've done privately, and there's your performance for your alpha, right? And there's so many things that you can practice and learn to deepen your appreciation for your position as a faggot, so that you can be the best faggot you can be, you know. Now, it might be different for every person. It is different for every person, you know. If you're not in great shape, you get in great shape. You try to get in the best shape you can possibly get into. You take it seriously. You want to be the best holes that a man could use, you know. You want to be something that he would want to use again and again, or to own, right? That's your purpose as a faggot, right? I've known faggots that don't seem to give a fuck, you know, what they look like, or how they present themselves, or how they act, you know. Why would a man want that, you know? Why would a man take the time to do anything with a faggot like that, that has that kind of attitude, that kind of disrespect for the commission of being a faggot? You know, nature chose you to be a faggot. You don't have really a choice other than to be the best faggot that you can be. If you show that kind of disrespect for your own position, then how is a man going to view you, you know, in terms of being a potential piece of property for him, you know? So it's important, you know, to work on the craft of being a faggot. You know, I think about when I wrote the article, The Bitch Position, talking about that position where a faggot or some, you know, a female obviously does this as well, but, you know, where you place your chest on the floor or the bed or whatever, and your back arches in a fairly severe way up so that your hole is, you know, ready to be fucked. When I wrote that article, I heard a lot of faggots go, I need to learn that. I need to, like, it had never occurred to them, you know. Even though you see it in porn all the time, I guess it never occurred, well, I have to do that kind of thing too, or I should try to strive to do that. This is what I'm talking about, you know, taking the craft of being a faggot seriously. You know, you've got to get in that position when you're alone. Practice, you know, work, you know, your hips and stuff to, you know, learn how to move and how to appreciate how your body can move, and do stretches and things to try to limber up your body more so that you can get into those kind of positions to be appealing to a man, right? Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I mentioned before, deep throat. You can take a 7-inch, you know, silicone dildo and practice deep throat. You can get good at swallowing while the dick is in your throat so that you can suppress the gag reflex, you know. These are all things that are part of, you know, the development of a faggot, and it deepens your appreciation for the craft of it. You become emotionally, and I dare say spiritually, invested in it, so that it's important to you to be the best faggot that you can possibly be. It doesn't take anything other than just practice and a serious mind, a devoted mind, you know. You think about a ball player, a baseball player. Okay, I love baseball. You know, if somebody, let's say somebody is born with a tremendous amount of talent, and they think they're going to be a hot shot and just walk in and just be, you know, the greatest baseball player of all time, that person is going to fail miserably. Because you can have inborn talent or whatever, but if you don't take it seriously, if you don't appreciate the ins and outs of the game, and you don't craft, hone, and shape this destiny of yours, you're going to fail, you know, and you're going to be an unfulfilled faggot. And kind of an adjunct, is it adjunct? I don't know. To that thought is, the internet has made faggots very lazy, you know, because they can flirt with an alpha without any kind of connection, then ghost them, whatever, you know. And it's made lots and lots, a whole generation basically of faggots now, that are that don't have any conception of the seriousness and the craft of being a faggot, and so you have a lot of alphas out there going, these faggots don't measure up, you know. that's a shame. You know, if you're online playing games, you're just touching the scum on the very surface of the water, of very deep waters. You're not even experiencing the fullness of being a faggot. And that's why you're unfulfilled. That's why you feel empty inside afterwards, you know. And that's why you'll never be owned and you'll never be appreciated by an alpha in a true sense, in a deep sense, because you are not taking your commission seriously. I mean, and honestly, what I'm saying about faggots and the craft of faggotry, I guess we might say, maybe that'll be the title of this, but goes for alphas too. You know, there's a craft to being a true alpha. You know, to be a really great alpha male that faggots would, you know, kill their own mother to serve, you know. You know, these great men are developed over time through meditation and application of what it means to be an alpha, and they're great men because of it, and they inspire the world, you know. So what I'm saying, you know, applies to them as well, but I just kind of focus on faggots because there's a lot more that needs to be worked on before you become a really successful faggot. And it takes a lot of practice and seriousness. And I don't see a lot of people taking it seriously. They look at it like a fetish. It is not a fetish. Okay? Faghood is something that you're born with, that is a role that you were meant to play in our world. You can either take it seriously and be responsible about it, or you can lead an empty, unfulfilled life. And I don't want that for anybody. You know, that's one of the motivators why I built this website and all the rest of the stuff that's happened since. And I don't want that for anybody. So so maybe this isn't a bad 100th episode, you know. I don't know. It kind of encapsulates, you know, kind of a philosophy for me. So anyway, that's all I've got for you today. So happy 100th birthday, Hierarchy Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're inspired, and I hope that you are serious about your role in life, okay? I will talk to you soon. And aside from that, I just want to say I love you.